Welcome to Time with Alpha Depression Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is June 26th, Friday, 2020, day 178. Today's topic, Lord Jesus, search me, test me, lead me. Silence. Pull on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you, that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God and having Jesus as my Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and his people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word Time with Abba. Today's fourth passages are Psalm 139, verses 13 to 24, 2 Kings chapter 9, verse 14 to chapter 10, verse 31, Acts chapter 17, verse 1 to verse 34, Proverbs 17. Verses 27 to 28. Today's main passage, Psalm 139, verses 23 to 24. Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to him. My listening. The topic I received today is, Lord Jesus, search me, test me, lead me. This morning, I had a wonderful experience of how the Holy Spirit opening my eyes to see how detailed Psalm 139 describes the intimate, loving relationship of God with us. Try to imagine in a wedding when the newly wedded couples are being asked to describe the love they have been experiencing to each other. Most of them cannot give more than 5 to 6 examples, somewhat like love me, care for me, take care of me, endure me, encourage me, protect me. Yeah, that's about it. The Holy Spirit guided me this morning to find out all those descriptions of how God loves us, and I found 18. 18. Yeah. I'm so moved and feel so safe and secure. These are that 18 descriptions I've got. Search me 2 times. Know me 4 times. Perceive me, discern me, familiar with all my ways, hem me, lay hand on me, guide me, hold me, around me, shine on me, call for me, task me, lead me. When you know that's how God loves you now and always. Yeah, and always. Do you feel safe and secure? Are you willing to cry out to God to search you, test you, and guide you so that there's nothing hindering His love to you? Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for loving us so much, Lord. Help us to be willing to cry out to you each day to search us, test us and guide us, that there's really nothing hindering and blocking your love to us, your love from us, and that we can be with you and in your love each day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, how do you feel knowing that God loves you so much? So much. Number two, what is your next step to make this happen? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.